the spirit in the sky.
Hello.
Hi, is this Alejandro?
Yep, this is Alejandro.
Hey, Alejandro, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Yeah, hey, John, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I don't know if you remember me. I spoke with you at the beginning of the year about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results for Handybin.
Yes, sir.
You asked me to follow up with you the next time we had a listing available. You were kind of like trying out HomeAdvisor. Wanted to see how that would go first before you jumped in anything else. But we have another spot that became – oh, sorry, go ahead.
What are you saying, that it'll pop up as the first thing on Google?
So when you type in Handyman, like let's say you just typed in Handyman Mesquite, Texas, for example, there's a map that'll pop up to the right, and then there's a list of three top recommended businesses for the Handyman service. That's where we're talking about listing you. It's called a Google Places placement.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who's my competition?
BV Handyman Services, Nico and Victor Handyman Experts, and Hammer Handyman Services, just for that keyword. But we list you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time, so you can be more specific. You don't just have to throw yourself up there for the general handyman keyword.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, John, I just parted away from Home Advisors, and if you can remind me real quick of, so how much was it a month?
Well, when I spoke with you, I actually offered you a new in business credit because your company was only like 2 or 3 months old when we first started talking. So according to the notes, I offered you a what's called a platinum package. It's advertised at $499, but I reduced the price to $249. The reason that package usually costs so much is because there's a website included. Like we'd actually build your .com for you. We'd also build and host your business Facebook profile and run Facebook ads through it to help drive traffic.
Are you still offering that?
Yeah. That's why I called you first. You're my first call when the spot, they literally just told me like 22 minutes ago that the spot opened up, or 32 minutes ago. So you're my first call.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how do we move forward?
Well, if it's something you want to do, I'll create your account and then I'll submit it to Google for the placement. When they receive the submission, they're going to send you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. On the back of that letter, there's a little 5-digit number I'm going to need from you. That's how you get that little red dot on the map, kind of indicating where you are.
Okay.
And then everything will go live. So usually it takes about 5 to 7 days to get that postcard, but obviously between now and then, you know, I'll create the account now, secure the listing. We could do a client interview like tomorrow or later today, you know, depending on what your schedule looks like. But we'll pick your brain.
That would be perfect for tomorrow.
You want to do it tomorrow? Okay. So let me create your account. On the first page of Google, you can only have one number listed. As the primary line of contact for the proper handyman, did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
So John, I know that you can't give me, in terms of legal advice, but you can give me, beneficial advice. So
yeah.
I do have a Google. I have voice.
Okay.
Would that be beneficial at this point?
Absolutely. It's a Google product.
Phone number?
Yeah, it's a Google product. If we attach it, it shouldn't cost you anything to have that Google Voice number. So you can have that on the listing, and then it auto forwards to your actual line in real time. So there's no hiccups on that. But it does help us too if we add it to the Google Places placement for the tracking system. It's just more thorough in us differentiating what's coming from your actual listing versus your personal calls.
Okay, and then another question is, so with the actual website and Facebook, because I'm not on Facebook.
Yeah, we create it for you.
Okay, so you create Facebook for me? Is there a Correct. Way that you can, can you run ads through a different social media? Because I don't use Facebook like that.
Well, right. I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, there might be a whole market of customers there that you're missing. And the Facebook ads, the reason we do the Facebook ads and I'm implementing those is because we've been a Google partner since 2015. But we're actually in the process of becoming a Meta partner. This is something that we just started at the beginning of the year. So they allow us to give you a certain amount of Facebook ads without us actually charging you for it, being that you're working with a Google partner or soon to be Meta partner as well. So that's the only reason why we actually offer the Facebook ads. That's not a product that we've always offered. We don't branch into Instagram or TikTok or anything like that. It's strictly just Google and then Facebook, and we also do Bing.
Okay. I'm not on Facebook like that, so I guess the real question is, at the end of the day, when do you start charging me for those Facebook ads? Because what you're saying right now, it's $249 a month, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that won't go up, right?
No, that won't go up. So you're locked in at $249. Unless you initiate a conversation like you want to cover more than the DFW area, then we obviously have to talk about running Google Ads as well as the Google Places placement. Because the Google Places placement is a local listing based off of where your PIN verification letter is sent. And then it usually covers up to 35 miles from that center point location in the form of a radius. Okay. So if you want to cover more ground, then we have to talk about more money. But
okay, I understand that. So I'm looking at a different place of residence.
Oh, okay.
Is there a way where I can move just for the future? So can I just put my, can I put the area that I want to live in or am going to be soon moving to? Can I put that area instead of the Mesquite area?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be able to receive the postcard. So as long as you could receive your Google PIN at that location, then we can list you there.
Okay, you can't list me in a different.
No, you have to be able to receive that PIN. The PIN is everything. That just shows that you're actually a Google verified business. We're telling the customers that you're verified and you're actually we're recommending you to them for the services that you offer. So the verification process is based on address. Sorry, go ahead.
You can't. It is. It's based on address. So if I have it the new address would be in North Dallas, but you can't send my verification to Mesquite?
No, we could send your PIN verification to Mesquite. We originally had you at a 909 MacArthur Drive in Mesquite.
Yeah, that's where I am. I'm just saying that, so if I want to have the area to be North Dallas area, and you can just send my PIN verification to my address in Mesquite, is that okay?
The PIN is based off of where the address is, right? They actually send you a postcard to that address, and that'll mark the location. I can't send a PIN somewhere, and then have your center location be somewhere else. That's the whole point of the PIN verification. I can hide your address so they don't have your street address and they're not showing up at your door. Or if you actually move your business address, that's different. We could change your address if you move later, and then we could also hide the address, But as far as a PIN verification, they mail it there. to the address on file, and then that usually marks your center point. And then the only way to cover outside is if you wanted to do ads. So sorry about that. I know it's hard to explain, but I don't want to promise you something and then have you not get it.
No, I understand that. So it set me up right, John. So you're saying I'm locked in for $259 a month, all right? So
$249. It'd be $249. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly. And we'll send you the invoice and outline everything black and white.
And then I'll get to, will I actually be able to see the website that's going up? Is there changes?
Oh, yeah.
To the actual website?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not, we don't just like purchase the domain, build it and throw it up there. You know, we pick your brain. That's the point of that client interview that I talked about. You know, we want to make sure it looks how you want it to look. We also provide hosting. So anytime while you're using our services, if you want to make a change to the site or upgrade it, you could do that. It's no additional cost.
Okay. So, and it will, and John, this is recorded, right?
Yeah, all calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm asking you, and this is the only question that I'm asking.
Okay.
This is just for everybody's clarification.
Uh-huh.
So my rate will not go up unless I add something to it.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
It's
$249
each month. It's not $500 at the end of the month. And then
no, there's no extra charges.
The first month.
Yeah, I know, I know why you're saying that, though. But, yeah, it's, there's no lead fees, click fees, call fees. Not home advisor, but
I mean,
we send you black and white.
These last 2 months, I mean, I literally got, you don't even know what I've been going through with Angie or home advisor.
I do. Oh, I remember this isn't my first conversation with you, so I do know. You know, there's a reason I called you first, instead of just going down the list. I understand that, and I was trying to kind of say that to you in the beginning, but it's also like we didn't know each other. Like we were just called you like 5 days before Christmas. You just met me, and then I came out of nowhere, and I'm just telling you, hey, don't do this. And you're like, I've already paid for it. I want to see what happens.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it
was
like,
I had to. Yeah.
No, I hear you.
I
get
it.
I learned the hard way too.
Always. Always.
Yeah.
Yep. Always.
Yeah, but hindsight's 2020. You know, I raised two boys.
Okay. So tomorrow,
my lady, the same thing. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. John, I'm sorry about that. I know it's just relation right now. So tomorrow after we do the client interview, then I can pay, right?
I would secure it with you now. Yeah, I was going to create your account, secure it. That way it goes to you and we take it off the board and then they'll send the PIN verification out today. So we start working on everything right away. We'll go purchase a domain name, like theproperhandyman.com if it's available. If not, we'll aim for theproperhandymantx.com. We'll get that for you.
TX,
and then,
what is that? What is
for
TX?
Texas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, is there some way I can get a different domain?
Yeah, we're going to get you
I know we're going to find it. Yeah, I know we're
based on availability. Yeah.
Okay, so look at this is what I'm looking at. So I'm actually at a job site right now, and I don't get paid until the general contractor gets here, and he'll get here about within the next hour or so. I don't have the $249, but I don't know if it will. I'm not sure if. I guess it'll run my card and I can, you know what I mean? I'll overdraft my account, but I get paid today, so you know what I mean?
Yeah, you shouldn't incur any additional fees. Usually it doesn't let us overdraft, though. Usually the money's there, it'll just decline. But at that point, I could always do a post-date, too. At least I could still stop them from calling out on it, you know what I mean, in the meantime while you get that situation.
Can you set me up right now and like I can give you a call back early in the morning and we can just pay it then?
Yeah, so I want to
go this way.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll create your account and I'll set it up to process at 9 a.m. Central, And then we'll schedule your client interview also. We can have the client interview like right after that. So it'll go through, you'll get the receipt, and then we'll call you, do the client interview, start walking you through it, get everything set up. How's that sound?
Sounds good. All right. Let's go through this. Let's go through this.
All right. What's your last name, Alejandro?
It's Noel, like Christmas, N-O-E-L.
Okay. And then your business email address where I could send the receipt and outline of the agreement?
My business email address is theproperhandyman. Dot LLC. 111 at gmail.com.
All right, perfect. Update. Okay. And the phone, and did you say you wanted to use this phone number, or you said you had a Google Voice number you wanted to use?
I do have a Google Voice number, so is that something that you can walk me through using? Because I don't.
Yeah,
like,
we can get you a whole new one too if you want. That way, you know, you got full access
okay.
to it.
Well, no, I have access to it right now. I'm kind of wondering, like, I haven't got any calls or anything, so it's kind of.
Well, I mean, it's not really anywhere that it would get called, you know, because the Home Advisor and Angie, they got their own tracking number. They don't let the customers call you directly. Even it'll show your number, but it'll forward to them. So it's like a reverse Google Voice number that they have. And then they sell you the leads individually. That way you can't get any jobs without them getting a piece of it, you know, or even opportunities.
Okay.
Yeah. But we can fix it. It's very easy. If you already have the Google Voice number.
I have the number. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just add it to the profile here, and then we could show you how to use it. And obviously once you're up there, you'll see the traffic start coming in from the placement.
All right, cool. So it's 214-664-9877.
Okay. Then update. Okay, and sending the PIN to the 909 McCarta Drive is still okay, right?
Yep, that's perfect.
Okay, and you want me to hide this address?
Yes, that'll hide my address onto my customers, right, period?
Yeah, it'll prove everybody. The only thing it'll show is, like, city, state, and zip. So it'll still say Mesquite, Texas, 75181. But it won't have the street address, and we deactivate the turn-by-turn directions.
Okay, perfect.
Yep. All right, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday.
Yep.
Just open availability, or do you want set hours?
Monday through Sunday, 24/7.
All right, so we'll go open 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Yeah, because we've been getting, I've got a couple mitigation calls within the last couple weeks where I was just like, I was kind of astonished that people actually took me up on them, but you know, it really worked out because I feel like that's another business, attribute that I'd like to add. And it's like, you know, going to somebody's house and fixing their, you know what I mean? They got flooded houses out here. Cause you know, in Texas, it's like the spring is getting ready that freeze and stuff. And
all of a sudden everything's damp.
Busted pipes.
Thawing out.
Busted pipes and all that. So.
Yeah. Well, I put mitigation in there. During the client interview tomorrow, we'll have recommended keywords, but you have final say on everything. So that's just something good to think about, like over the evening, you know. And then obviously tomorrow, you know, we could go ahead and lock those in, so that way we know what we're targeting. And then anytime you want to swap those keywords or change them, you could do that through your account management team here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to set your payment up to process tomorrow at 9 a.m. CT. You want to do the client interview at 10 a.m.?
That is perfect.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and schedule it here. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. Oh.
Okay, right, and it is $249.99, right, or
$249? No, it's at $249.00, so it's exactly $249.
Okay.
Yeah, no surprises, no taxes, fees, or anything that's going to pop up on you. That's all included in that pricing structure.
Okay.
All right, let me go ahead and get this squared away. So I'm going to set up your client interview. Your client interview, they're going to message you. It's like an automated message. It's going to be 1 hour before the appointment. So actually about the same time as your payment goes through, you're going to get a text reminder for your client interview in an hour. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it. But, you know, usually want to get the client interviews done as soon as possible so that way we can get everything running as soon as possible. Okay.
No, good.
The PIN doesn't get sent out, though, until the payment clears tomorrow. So the start date, your official start date and billing date will be the 5th moving forward, since tomorrow's the 5th.
The 5th. So it'd be, can you set out my, I'd rather have my billing date in the middle of the month, because the middle of the month, then I can regulate it like better. If you
you're killing me. You're killing me.
Look, I've been going to be real too. I know I'm killing you, but they've been killing me. I mean, Angie's List has been killing me.
I understand. All right. So I'll get approval on it, but the furthest I could do is 1 week out. So, I mean, it would be like the 12th, 7 days from the 5th.
Can you do the 14th? Can you make it happen, John?
They won't let me do it. Literally, it's that's given you five weeks for 4 weeks, well, for 2 weeks price. Because it's half price already. Yeah. I'm doing the best I can, you know?
Okay. So you're talking about the 12th. So each 12th, I'll have to pay $249.
Correct. Assuming that the payment clears tomorrow, and then I'm going to push it out right now, 1 week. So it'll be tomorrow the 5th. The first payment will be on the 5th, and then the next one will be on the 12th. And then it would be reoccurring on the 12th each month moving forward for as long as you choose to remain with us, because it's a month-to-month service.
Okay, so then I'm paying $249 on the 5th tomorrow, and then I'm paying $249 on the 12th again. This is
the 12th of
April 12th.
No. Not going to bill you again a week later. No. It's May 12th. And I'm going to send you everything in writing, too. So you'll get, when the payment goes through, you'll receive your reminder for your client interview in the morning at 9 o'clock, and then they're also going to send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing, and then you got to sign off on it, too. So we'll get your go-ahead on everything. Okay?
Okay.
And then the payment method that you wanted to secure the first month's payment with, how did you want to do that? What did you want to use?
It's a card.
Yeah. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay. All right. And then the billing address is the same as the street address we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
Yeah, the billing address would be the same as the physical address, right?
Yeah, the 909 McCarta Drive.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So in front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. 4900.
4900.
7020.
7020.
1269.
1269.
8548.
8548. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
It would be 627.
627, and then 3-digit code on the back.
085.
Okay. And then just as an added form of protection, I'm going to walk you through this voice verification, and we'll be good to go until tomorrow, just because of the way I got you set up with the discount and the billing date and everything. So. Okay. So you're on a recorded line. It says, well, you've been on a recorded line the whole time, but this is the voice verification recording. So it says, welcome to the voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
The Proper Handyman, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Alejandro Noel.
And your title within the company? Yeah.
I am the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Online advertisement. Restate the question.
Yeah, so in layman's terms, it's saying like, we know the online listings that you currently have as a Google partner. We could just run a name, address, phone number audit and see everything that your business has online. So, you know, anything that you're currently doing is fine if you want to continue to do that. It's just we want you to let us know if you're going to add anything after today. So that way we can make sure that you're not, like, paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the listings. It just causes a discrepancy.
Yes, sir. I will call you and contact you if I have any ideas other than
Not necessarily that. I mean, I'm trying to set you up so that you don't really need anything else, you know? That's okay. The whole point is... Yeah, just to kind of be your one-stop shop for everything. That's why I wanted to bundle the website and everything into one. That way you got one guy, one phone number to call instead of like 20 of them floating around. You're all scatterbrained.
Perfect.
Okay. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up with our services in order to see good return on investment. But it does state that it's month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Central Time. It's going to be April 5th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for our Platinum package. I've included the .com website for you at no additional charge, as well as the Facebook advertising. It says when the term is completed, your agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 12th day, starting on the 12th of May. It'll be in the discounted price of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. Again, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to a contract, okay? It's a month-to-month agreement. There's no cancellation fee or penalty, but we do ask if you are going to discontinue our services, let us know before your next billing is due. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
All right, perfect. So when your payment clears tomorrow, like I said, you'll get the receipt. At 9 a.m., you'll get an outline of the agreement in writing, and you'll also get the reminder notification of your client interview. A couple things I just want you to keep in mind, okay? Just to make sure everything goes smooth. Okay. Do you have a logo? I didn't ask you that.
No, actually, that's what I thought. If you're building a website, wouldn't I need a logo?
Yeah, I just didn't know if you had one already. Do you have pictures of work that you've done in the past, too, maybe? Like, personal ones?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna send you an email. It's really easy. It's just photos at localsplash.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then send me what you have. Okay. And then we also have ones that we have copyright permissions on that we can use. But I do wanna have a personal touch on there. I don't want them all to just be kind of the generic ones that we got permissions to use. And then, let me see what else they say here. Oh, be mindful of your PIN. So the PIN gets sent out tomorrow. It usually takes about 5 to 7 days to receive that PIN. When you receive it, there is a little 5-digit number on the back. I need you to text that to me too. So I'm actually going to send you again, because the last time I messaged you was 5 days before Christmas. So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension here.
And why would I have to contact you directly? I'm just asking.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you have questions, comments, or concerns, I mean, I'm the one that gave you the deal. I am the director here, too, you know, so I got a bunch of minions that work under me. But if you want something done quickly, there's 24/7 customer service, too. So if you didn't like me, you could just hit extension 1. We got about 300 people that work here. There's always someone available to assist you.
Okay.
And then... So I sent you that, and then I'll also send you the photos. And then are the photos email. And it says sign your subscription terms when it comes in the morning. So send in photos, sign your subscription terms. Let me know when your PIN comes in. and then obviously try to be available for your client interview tomorrow. If you feel like you're missing anything, that's why you have my direct number, okay? The whole point of this is for us to walk you through it until, you know, we see you got the hang of everything and the clients are flowing in, and then, you know, take the training wheels off and let you do your thing, okay?
Okay.
All right. So that concludes the initial setup process. Can you hear me?
Hello. Okay, I can hear you now.
Yeah, we cut out for a second there. Sorry about that. No, I was saying, assuming that the payment goes through tomorrow, you know, I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with the local Splash team. It's really important for us to try to build a long-term business relationship with you. That's how Google judges us as a partner, is how long we can retain you, right? And I know the only way we're going to retain you is if you're making money. So we're not making money unless you're making money. So if there's anything that we could do to assist you, don't hesitate to call. Like, it's in our best interest at the end of the day, too. So we're here for you. We'll walk you through it and make sure everything's functioning properly. That way you don't ever have to go back to Home Advisor or paying per lead. Another note, too. I know you said you kind of had some issues with them. I'll send you this article. You can report them if you want, and that usually helps you if you're going to try to dispute any kind of charges with them. So that's just a side note from me to you on the low.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll send that over to you in
a second. And then, so I will be working with someone personally to get a website going and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, so that's why we're saying be available for the client interview. We sent you the invitation to your Gmail. It's going to be tomorrow between 10 and 11 CT.
It's so saying, yeah.
Yep.
It's saying 8 to 9 Pacific, right?
Oh, yeah, Pacific. That would be 10 to 11 Central, Texas time.
Okay, so do I need to, it says reply for, do I need to say yes?
Yeah, if you just say yeah, it'll give them the notification that you're saying you're going to be present for that. And then what they'll do this evening is they'll go through the keywords for your service area. That way we have some recommendations ready for you. We'll look for what domains are available so we have those ready for you. And then they'll pick your brain on, like, the service area. So that way we know all the calls that you get, they had to have typed in that service, and they had to be within that service area. That way they're already kind of pre-screened. We know they're qualified phone calls for you. You're not getting calls from nonsense. And if you need help with the tracking number or questions about the logo, they'll be able to go over that with you. And then obviously make sure the website's going to look how you want it to look. So a lot of that provisioning and getting the account set up is going to be based on that client interview tomorrow. But if you ever feel like you missed something, like, oh, you got another client interview and you missed some details, that's why we have the 24/7 customer service. You know, you can modify your account or make adjustments at any time. You just call in.
Okay.
Okay. So don't feel like pressure to get it all down right then, you know. There's no cookie cutter way to make a business successful. You got to actually get in there and trial by fire. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Do the work.
Yeah, it's going to be a consistent trial and error until we see you're consistent with the calls coming in. So.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and then I'll circle back with you in the morning and get everything set up.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. Yeah, looking forward to working with you.
Yes, sir. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.